The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 215. The E-Bullet, November 2012. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over at Weavers, pick up some great Mayberry items for any Mayberry fan in your life. If you're looking for Mayberry stuff, drop by weaversdepartmentstore.com and pick it up. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. Executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting, number 215, is Tim Bradshaw. Tim Bradshaw. Thank you, Mayberry Band, and thank you, Tim. Tim is in our chat room on Monday nights when I record the shows live, and he goes by Mr. McBeavy. So I want to thank him. He's real. Don't you believe me, Pa? Anyway, we want to thank Tim for his support of Two Chairs No Waiting. I want to thank you for supporting the show by listening. And it's always great to spend some time with you here in Mayberry. So I hope you guys will just keep telling people about it, and we'll just keep having fun in Mayberry. Now, today we're going to be talking about, or tonight, whenever you listen to it, the E-Bullet, November 2012. The E-Bullet is the official newsletter for the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. Now, for those that don't know, there used to be The Bullet, which was a real paper newsletter, The Bullet. And several years ago, we went electronic with the thing. Not we, but Jim Clark, the fellow who actually does all the writing for the E-Bullet and puts it together and runs the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. And it runs Weaver's Department Store. So when you buy from Weavers, you're supporting things like the E-Bullet and the Rerun Watchers Club. You're supporting those things through your purchases at Weavers. So if you're ever feeling like you need to help out and keep the club going, buy something over at Weavers. It's a great way to do it. And it'll be thanking Jim for a little bit of his hard work he does on things like the E-Bullet, the electronic version of the old Bullet newsletter. So I enjoy every once in a while when these come out, we go back and we hit these as about the things that are going on at that time frame. Because, you know, I like to make the podcast where it's something that you could listen to later. It's not time constraint, so that if you weren't listening to it live or near live, you didn't miss a whole lot. But I think it's a really neat thing to capture some of the things that were going on at the time in Mayberry. So let's look at that. Let's get started. And we're going to start off tonight with news of cast and crew. So hats off to country music superstar Brad Paisley for his simple musical tribute to Andy Griffith during the Country Music Association's award, which were televised on ABC on November 1st, 2012. It was sincere and moving, elegant in style and length, perfect. Ron Howard has completed filming and is now he's editing the Formula One racing movie called Rush, his latest film as director. The film is currently set for release on September 20th, 2013. Ron has also partnered with Canon USA for a second year in a photo contest. The theme of this year's contest, initial winners recently announced, is Long Live Imagination. And there's information there in the bullet if you'd like to go check it out. And there'll be a link to this issue of the E-Bullet. That'll have a link to some more information about that. The TV production arm of Ron's Imagine Entertainment was involved in summer reality show The Great Escape for TNT. It is producing How to Live with Your Parents for the Rest of Your Life for ABC this fall, as well as another season of Parenthood for NBC. Ron is also directing directing the filming of a documentary about Jay-Z. So there's a difference. That's not necessarily Mayberry related, but Jay-Z, a famous singer. So that'll be interesting. On about Ron Howard. Signs are strengthening again for Ron's ambitious production of Stephen King's The Dark Tower. Russell Crowe's name keeps popping up, and the script is said to be progressing well. Meanwhile, Ron is the executive producer and narrator, and is also acting on camera for the resurrection of Arrested Development for Netflix, and eventually, possibly the big screen. Ron is fun to follow on Twitter. He's at RealRonHoward. It is fun to follow him. He posts things all the time. Back to the bullet here instead of my commentary. He has been tweeting a lot from the set of Arrested Development and elsewhere. Ron's also developing Conquest, a drama about the Spanish conquering of the Aztecs for Showtime. He will likely direct this project, and his Imagine Entertainment is developing a feature film on soccer great Pelé for release in 2014. Now, Rance Howard, Ron Howard's dad, he plays a train engineer in The Lone Ranger, which was wrapping up filming and is scheduled for release the week of the 4th of July, 2013. He's in he's in several other movies that are about to start production, including the role of Uncle Leo in Nebraska. That's a movie for director Alexander Payne, which is filming this month in Plainview and elsewhere in Nebraska. I was a pawn in the hands of a wily woman chapter in Plainview, Nebraska, is on the scene and may have some future inside scoops from the shoot. James Best, Jim Lindsay, as we know him for Roscoe P. Coltrane, you may know him as. James Best received the Legends Award in 2012 Action on Film International Film Festival in California in August. Attaboy, Jimmy. Attaboy, Jimmy. The Andy Griffith Show executive producer Richard O. Link, we call his nickname is Dick Link. He's also the manager of Andy Griffith, Jim Nabors, Ken Berry, Maggie Peterson, Ronnie Schell, Jerry Van Dyke, and others. Dick Link celebrated his 95th birthday on October 23rd with his family and friends at his favorite local hangout near his home in Hawaii. The biggest news for the Andy Griffith Show cast and crew since our last issue of the e-bullet, was a large group participating in the 23rd annual Mayberry Days in Mount Airy, North Carolina in September. There were about 10 cast members and 2 kids of cast members on hand. And here's the list. Here's who was at Mayberry Days this year. Betty Lynn, Thelma Lou, Dean Webb, the mandolin playing Darling Boy, Maggie Peterson, Charlene Darling Wash, James Best, Jim Lindsay, Peggy McKay, Sharon Despain, in her Mayberry Days and Mayberry Fan Event debut, by the way, Morgan Brittany, Opie's girlfriend, Mary Alice Carter, Jackie Joseph, my darn Romina, Leroy McNeese of the Country Boys, George Spence, who played Frank the fiancé, Margaret Carey, who is Bess Muggins and Ellen Scobie, Karen Knotts, the daughter of Don Knotts, and George Lindsay Jr. It was a wonderful 4 days of fun and tributes to George Lindsay, Doug Dillard, and Andy Griffith. There was rain during the parade on Saturday, but otherwise nice weather and big crowds fought through the rain and shine. They were there no matter what. There were no fair weather fans when it comes to Mayberry Days. And you'll be able to see there's all kinds of cool pictures there in the bullet too. So if you head over to the e-bullet, if you go to imayberry.com, you'll see a link right there on the cover, and you'll be able to see Peggy McKay talking to the mayor of Mount Airy. You see Dean Webb and Maggie Peterson playing the tribute band for Doug Dillard. Morgan Brittany, she was there again. This is her second year of being there. And George Lindsay, you'll see him on there with Neil Brower, who we've done interviews with as well. So I definitely encourage you to head over to the podcast, to the imayberry.com website and check it out. There's some, it's just a lot of really cool things. And the e-bullet goes on to say, we encourage you to listen to the Ron Howard's audio. It's eloquent and touching recorded remarks that were played during the hometown tribute to Andy Griffith. You know, rather than us just having to wait to hear that and try to go find it on the e-bullet, I thought it would be nice to play that for you guys today as part of this. So here are the remarks that Ron made during Mayberry Days this fall about Andy. So let's go ahead and hear that.
These are my comments about Andy for the memorial at the Andy Griffith Show annual festival. Andy's impact on my life and my approach to my work really can't be measured. The balance that he sustained between focused creative effort and this overt playful enjoyment that he got out of working hard with people that he liked, doing a show he loved, was something that I hope I always remember and emulate. I'll always be grateful for the creative environment that he established on the set of the Andy Griffith Show and the inclusiveness that even allowed a six-year-old boy to feel safe, comfortable enough to participate, and then to be able to witness and learn so much about the collaborative process, the value of originality, the discipline of form, and the bursts of individual inspiration that good moments and scenes are built on. Over those 8 seasons on the Andy Griffith Show, for me, that was age 6 to 14, I learned how much care had to go into making a program if it was going to be truly worthy of an audience's time. Last, Andy gave me a gift, not so much through words, but through observing his actions. He helped me to understand that high achievement and leadership require confidence. Yes, hard work, absolutely. But it could be gained while still maintaining humility, humanity, and a joyous appreciation for those around him. Like so many others, I'm going to miss you, Andy. I appreciate it.
Wow. I hope you guys enjoyed that. That was a big event there in Mount Airy, the closeout Mayberry Days. And Ron had sent in and volunteered to send in those comments. And they were definitely touching. And it was fun to hear from Ron Howard. And we appreciate him taking the time to send that in so that they could play that and at Mayberry Days. Let's get back to the e-bullet. I should say that those comments, you can go and listen to those again if you'd like to. There's a link in the e-bullet that talks about that or has that where you can listen to it again. And there's also a very nice article that was written by Jackie Joseph. There's a link there, you know, my daughter in Romina, Jackie Joseph. You can go and check that out as well. So I definitely want to encourage you to do that. And there's all kinds of other information in the e-bullet. There's chapter updates, of which there's always a chapter updates of some kind or another. And there's also merchandise update. Now, of course, this gets back to Mr. Weaver. Mr. Weaver, he has his merchandise, and at the time I'm recording this, it's in November 2012, so Christmas is coming. There's all kinds of stuff in here about things for Christmas, you know, like the 2013 calendar that I talk about at the beginning of the show often. There's holiday specials. You need to go over to the website there for the e-bullet and check out some of those specials. One of them is if you buy 2 2013 wall calendars, you'll get a third one free. That means you can buy one for two of your friends and get to keep one. That's awesome. So it says here, Ernest T. did the math and calculated that works out to a cost of just $10 a calendar, which is a $15 savings. Wow. There's great t-shirts over there, and all this stuff is in the e-bullet. You can go and check it out, or you can just go over to weaversdepartmentstore.com and you'll see all these cool things that the Rio and Watchers Club makes available to all of us crazy Mayberry fans. I want to encourage you to head over there and do that. Of course, so there's a lot of other stuff there in the e-bullet that you don't want to miss. There's information, for instance, about our podcast here. There's Mayberry on the web. It talks about there's the iMayberry community that is started over at imayberrycommunity.com. We're up to about 550 people nearly, I believe, that are members over there. We got stuff about the Mayberry podcast, which if you may not know this, there's a Two Chairs No Waiting that you're listening to right now. There's also the Mayberry Bible Study podcast that is a podcast that takes the Andy Griffith Show and you listen to an episode and then you talk about the things as a Christian that you might could learn from the behavior of some of the people on the show. I do that podcast as well. So I invite you to head over to MayberryBibleStudyPodcast.com and check that out if you'd like to. And then there's the Brother Figure podcast, to Two Chairs No Waiting, that's hosted by Kevin Burke. So I definitely hit you. It's called Burke on Mayberry. So if you hadn't heard it, he basically goes through every episode of the Andy Griffith Show one at a time and gives you a rundown of everything that happened in there. Now, of course, you know, you already know what happened, but it's still fun. It's like you and I sitting here talking about things we love about the Andy Griffith Show. So, but let's get back into a little bit more of the bullet. There's chapter news. Let me bring this. It's chapter news. So you can find out about all the chapters, what's going on with chapters around the country. And the e-bullet says there was the usual big turnout of the Andy Griffith Show Rio and Archers Club chapters, several dozen that were spotted, and members, many hundreds, along with thousands of other fans at the 23rd annual Mayberry Days in Mount Airy, North Carolina in September 2012. Some highlights include Pat Bullins of Walnut Grove, North Carolina, and Greensboro's Barney chapter, by the way. She won the annual Mayberry Days Trivia Contest, a.k.a. the Super Bowl of Mayberry. Pat has won numerous times and has been a strong contestant for many years. Mike Hallivan of Lowell, Indiana, was second. Michelle Bryson was of Lyman, South Carolina, was third. And Dennis Bill of the Mayberry chapter in Knoxville, Tennessee, was fourth. All are previous champions and all are THS RWC members, the Andy Griffith Show Rio and Archers Club. And that's awesome. Neil Brower of the Barney chapter received the Jim Swanky Memorial Award after his Professor Brower's lecture during Mayberry Days. And Tom and Kathy Rusk of the Laura Lee Hobbs chapter in Westminster, South Carolina, received the Mayberry Friendship Award. Now, their award was announced at the Rerun Watchers Club meeting in Mayberry Days, but Tom and Kathy weren't told about it because they weren't there until they received it on the Mayberry cruise a few weeks later. These two awards are the two major awards given by the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club to acknowledge the efforts and Mayberry spirit of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club members and others. Congratulations again to Neil and Tom and Kathy. It was a big deal to win those. Another noteworthy achievement during Mayberry Days, this is a good one, was by THS RWC member Kenny Sean of Elizabeth City, North Carolina, who won the Snappy Lunch Pork Chop Eating Championship. He ate four pork chop sandwiches this year to bring home his sixth trophy as champion, champion, the champion. I love it. In the contest. That's a hearty-eating man if there ever was one. And another super achievement at Mayberry Days was the annual silent auction coordinated by Jeff Koontz and sponsored by the online chapter Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board. Even some poorly timed rain couldn't dampen this year's auction, which raised an impressive $4,162.50. All the proceeds go to the Surrey Arts Council in their efforts to make Mayberry Days even better each year. Our special thanks to Jeff and everybody who volunteered their time and contributed items for the fundraiser. And thanks also to all who participate by bidding on the creative, rare, and fun items in the auction each year. So that's something you definitely want to check out. And there's even, if you look at the bullet, there's even a information in there that's an article from October the 1st edition of the Wall Street Journal about Andy Griffith, Mayberry Days in Mount Airy. You'll want to take a look at that. And there's 10 photos involved in that as well. So, folks, I definitely want to encourage you to head over and check out the e-bullet. You can go to imayberry.com and check it out. There's more pictures of stuff like from the Mayberry Cruise, folks getting their awards and stuff. Definitely want you to head over there and check it out. You will not be disappointed if you do so, because there is so much good information there. Jim Clark does a absolutely amazing job putting together that newsletter. So head over there and read it. Support the Rio and Archers Club by buying stuff over at weaversdepartmentstore.com so we can keep all this stuff coming to you each week and every year as for as long as possible. So, folks, I hope you guys have enjoyed this. I know I have. I always enjoy spending time with you here in Mayberry. I'd love to hear from you. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415 and leave a comment. Let me know what you think. You can head over to twochairsnowaiting.com to the website, and there's a link right there on the side of the page. On the right side says send voicemail. You can do that, too. So you got a lot of options and ways to get in touch with me. Email's another one, of course, floyd@imayberry.com. Or just drop by the website and leave a comment on any of the posts. I'll see it. Any of the shows, you can leave a comment on them. And so I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, folks. Hey, I want to thank you for being here. And we'll see you then on Two Chairs No Waiting. Bye, everybody.